when life clobbers you across the head and knocks you down and you're in that dark valley, everything in your life is dark. And you're asking yourself, what am I going to do now? And you're doubting yourself. These moments, these are what define your life.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
Things are going to get harder. Things are going to get tougher. That's the way life works. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
I'm talking to you. You're going through a storm right now. And I want you to know that this too shall pass, like every storm that has come to you. Every single storm, this too shall pass. Just because you fail don't make you a failure. And just because you lost don't make you a loser. Whatever you're going through right now, if you can just muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out. I don't care how long it takes you to finish school. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to pass that bar exam. Hold on and hold out. If you do not quit, if you do not give up, it's coming, baby. I want you to speak life into that thing. Whatever it is, you feel like, I can't fail another test. I can't go through another day like this. I can't handle it. Whatever your circumstances are, say with me, I can. I can get through this. I will. I will get through this. I must.
You're not a product of your environment. You're not a product of your external storm. What you have or what you don't have, where you come from or what you don't come from. The traumas, the abuses, the good and the bad. None of that dictates, but it's what you will do in the moment. What's your response? What you do matters. As long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope in your heart. As long as you're breathing, yes, you can.
You have got to make a declaration that I am going to get through this. I am tougher than this. I'm bigger than this. I'm stronger than this. I will not surrender. Because whatever challenge is in front of me, it pales in comparison to the power within me. You have got to take full responsibility of your life. I got myself here. I can get myself out. And I am getting out. I am not going to be a volunteer victim.
You will take full ownership. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with the solution for it. It's my fault. It's my problem. It's my solution. I'm taking ownership.
You got to increase your willpower because you're going to go through it. You got to look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? The dark? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark.
I will break you
because I lived in the dark. I trained in the dark. I became this person in the dark. You recycle your pain. You use your pain. You take your pain and let your pain push you to another level. Push you past what you ever thought you could do, what you ever thought you could be, what you ever thought you could have. You use your pain. You recycle it. I just need you to keep walking toward it.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You're analyzing too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
They make diamonds by one, putting it under pressure, two, putting it under extreme heat, and three, they cut it. When it finishes going through all of that, you cannot break it.
I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life that I know what it feels like, and I can handle it.
Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
Find that reason to wake up every day and go get it. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. But when you write your why down, what your why does for you is says, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop.
Your spouse is going to push you. Your child is going to push you. The need to get better is going to push you. Because you're closer than you're ever going to be, it's going to push you. Your goals are going to push you. Your dreams are going to push you. The opportunity of a lifetime that happens in this particular time frame is going to push you. It's going to drive you.
You have to make a decision that I will learn from this thing.
Every experience is my education. I have already made up my mind that I know I will fall down. I know that I will stumble, but I already see myself getting back up. Therefore, I'm never down. I'm either up or getting back up. I'm gonna learn.
You will never ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football. At the end of the fight is going to come victory.
I challenge you to never give up. You're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you got to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.
And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
The hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be.
And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be, the shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power. There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here. Once you begin to know who you are, once you discover this power, the perfect essence of who you are, that's in all of us, that's permeating our being, that enable us to be the directors of our lives, it will set you free from believing, I can't see myself doing any better. That you truly can live a healthy, happy, prosperous life, and that you can make it in what are called the worst of times. Tough times never last, but tough people do, and you are tough.
Whatever it is I want, this price is going to get much higher than this. It's going to get harder than this. And I've decided in advance it's going to be difficult, and I've decided in advance to stay in. I'm going to stay in the hunt. I'm going to stay fighting. I'm going to stay busting it. I'm going to pay the price until I get what it is that I deserve.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you.
You have to resolve yourself today that you're going to win, that you're going to dominate, that you're not average and ordinary. There has to become a point where you make a decision. We're going to dominate. We're here to win. We are not here to play. And that takes some intestinal fortitude. It takes a decision. I'm where I'm at because I just flat decided. At some point, I get to choose who I am. The world doesn't tell me who I am.
And in every family, there's a the one that eventually shows up in a family. They rise up and changes the whole family forever. I'm the damn one. And in your family, you could be the one.
It's you. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. But you know it's going to be hard. But find out what will make it worth it for you. When life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. Why are you here, Les?
Because I want to make Mama proud of you.
Why are you here, Les?
I promised my kids something to do for them. I'm going to give them a better life. I want to leave them a legacy. I'm not going to give up.
Go back. Go back, fool. Go back. No, no. The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, I'm the one. I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
If we looked at your background, you should have had a nervous breakdown and lost your mind. You should have given up by this point. You should have thrown in the towel on yourself already. You should have walked away by now. But there's something in your gut, in your heart, in your spirit, in your innermost being. That said, hold on. That instinct, that still small voice is about to turn your life around.
Regardless of the situation and circumstances, all the bad things happening around you, and what challenges you face now, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that you can do it.
It's gonna be a dog fight. And if you're soft, you wanna get out now. This is where you're like, I quit.
Whatever you want, you gotta be willing to accept whatever come with it. Like, adversity is adversity, opposition is opposition. But it's not so much about the opposition and the adversity that we face as it is about the perspective that we have about the opposition and the adversity that we face.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, oh, come on in. Oh, you want this? Oh, great. We want to give this to you. You're such a nice person. You're doing it for your family, aren't you? Great. No, no, life isn't like that. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. And they'll say, no, you don't have enough collateral. You don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless and I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter. I refuse to be denied.
I challenge you to fight, to work, to not stop here, to believe so heavily in your aspirations that you too will not fear the word no, but instead you will choose to welcome it.
And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there, I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrendered.
So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life. But is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yeah. Yes, your life is worth it.
Our biggest challenge is to look at our own lives and ask the question, how am I holding myself back? Am I being as creative as I need to be? Am I using every resource I have? Am I turning up every rock to find what I'm looking for? Am I being unstoppable? Am I being relentless? The only thing that holds you back is the thing between your two ears, your own mind. If you can increase your self-belief and see yourself doing better, you will.
And the process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it hurts, welcome to the big leagues. If you feel like you're under heat, praise God. If you feel like you're being pressured, praise God. But when God looks like he's pulling you back, eventually he's gonna let you go. And the farther he pulls you back, the farther he pulls you back, once he releases you, boom. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. We've come too far. We've been through too much. We've seen too much. We've had too many victories. We have seen defeat. We've looked defeat in the face, and we've overcome it. We've come too far to give up now. We've come too far to be negative now. We've come too far to start overthinking now.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. See, most people go at it tentatively. They don't give all their stuff. They don't concentrate. You can't make a basket unless you shoot the ball. You can't hit a home run unless you take a swing at it. Most people won't even take a swing. If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it.
The spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA. It's in your blood. Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood. We need to focus on where we're going, not where we come from and what's happening.
You gotta tell life, I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you ain't dealt with me. You gotta tell bankruptcy. You gotta tell divorce. You gotta tell sickness. I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you come up against the wrong one this time.
You can be and do whatever you want, and nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you but you.
If I can take it, I can make it.
If you can take it, you can make it.
If you can just keep believing when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, you have a chance. You just can't become hopeless.
If you can just keep hope alive, you can make it. Because if you keep hoping, it is really faith. You just gotta transpose it into, I hope this happened, to I believe this can happen.
Life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm gonna make a change, and I'm gonna keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter how many times you've been fired. Doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. You just go until you get it.
Say it and actually mean it. Look in the mirror every fucking day and say, yeah, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. You can do anything you want. You are powerful.
You say, if it's hard, then do it hard. I won't allow this to stop me. I don't have the option of easy. I don't have the option, and I don't think you do, or any of us do, of going around trying to find a dream that's a little dream that doesn't require much responsibility or not too stressful or won't be too much of a hassle.
No, no, no.
All you need to do to get out in the arena of life is to say, it's possible. In spite of the no's, yes, maybe this next call might do. It's possible. This next job interview, this might be the one. I can do this.
Every day you wake up, you gotta start with that vision. You gonna get up, you gonna get dressed, you gonna get out, and you gonna do what you've been called to do. And you gonna prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you gonna prove all of them wrong.
You've got to say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about what I've done. I can make it.
And you got to believe even if there's no reason to believe. When everything appears to be going wrong, you're working on your dreams, and somebody that you love and trust decides to walk out on you, you still got to believe. When you see those things that you've been working on crumble in your face, you still got to believe. When friends who should be a source of strength and encouragement, relatives who should be there to inspire you and motivate you and tell you, you can't do it, you still got to believe. With no money in your pocket and many times more month left at the end of the month than after your money, you don't know how you're going to make it. You know your paycheck's gone before you get it. You still got to believe. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education, but I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna do it.
And no matter what you're going through, as long as you still have breath in your body, as long as you're still alive, you're still in the game.
Because anytime you wake up and you don't have a white chalk outline around your body, it's a great day.
If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. I can do it.
I'm putting it out here. I'm not going to rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm going to do it. It's on me. No one's going to make it happen for me. I get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be harder, but it doesn't matter what it costs. Because whatever you have to do, it's worth it because it's your life's purpose. And once you know that, it is done.
It's possible you can live your dream.
And if life's got you backed up,
you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop.
You
fail a class, get back up and try again. You lose a job, get back up and try again. You put all your money in investment, get back and try it again. If you start a business and it don't work, don't stop, don't quit.
You will study as long as it takes. You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. Stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. Surrender and give up on your dreams. Become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this. If you do that over and over and over again, your life will be easy.
Emotional storms, you can find yourself stressed out. An emotional storm, you can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through. The state of this world can have you in a state of confusion and a heavy cloud over your life. It's very depressing. A storm is going to come. I don't care who you are. No one is exempt. It's called life, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you handle it when you're in the storm?
You must have faith. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
The strength and the courage to make it through, the enduring power, the ability to persevere, to handle it. It will pass you. The inner power to overcome, to come back again. So in order to begin to prepare for the storm, you've got to go within and start working on yourself.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Meditation is one of the ways in which you can do that. Reading is one of the ways that you can do that. Listening to music is one of the ways that you can do that. Exercise is one of the ways in which you can do that. Things that you can do to still your mind, to clear your thoughts so you can think.
I had a program for myself. I have books that I read that inspire me, tapes that I listen to that fire me up. Because you're going to have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone.
The first tendency is to panic. When they said, your mother has breast cancer. I panicked immediately. I start grieving and crying. I fell out of grass. Oh, God, I can't handle this. I never thought this day would come. I can't deal with this pain.
You got to talk to yourself sometimes. You hear me? You got to talk to yourself. And yes, I was scared.
Leslie, get up. Get up, Leslie, get up. Come on, man. It's easy to have faith when mama's got her health and all is well. Come on, get up and cover the house. She needs us now. Come on, dear man. Come on in this room and face it. Be still. Know that all is well. To pull this through.
And I made up my mind. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education. But I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna do it.
And yes, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, and you get more no's than you do yes, but when you hold out,
things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things, and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy that builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. So I'm going through a character-building experience.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege, because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm.
You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right, because it'll give you power, give you strength, give you faith, give you patience, give you perseverance. It'll give you the ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
And when you discipline your emotions and you don't allow them to control you, when you tell yourself, I'm in charge here, I set the course for my life, these storms that I face, they do not have power over me. When you declare that to yourself, the limits for you become non-existent.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights where you grind when everyone else has gone home every single day.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to make any noise. You don't have to grunt. You don't have to groan. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. What you have to do is get the job done.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece. And that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections, all that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself. And you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges.
Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed. But you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people, they say she's gifted, she's smarter than me. She just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education. She had an easier background. She got lucky. You've heard the cliche, because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get.
They don't see these motherfuckers, man, what they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough. Shouldn't it be here? Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
I'm not the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. I'm not the smartest guy. But I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dream, than your goals.
And if you're gonna make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've got to become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
If you can't, right now, there's no one looking, man. How you hold yourself, how you see yourself. What do you do when no one's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you, you'll be doing it when everyone's watching. If today you never say good enough, tomorrow you'll always have enough.
You don't become what you want. You become where your habits take you.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
There's certain things you want out of life. You want the finest things, but you're not willing to work for them. You cry about you don't get this opportunity, you don't get this break, but you're not positioning yourself. And you're still trying to get a handout. You got to work.
It wouldn't be fair if just anybody could just get a degree and not have to work. Because guess what it would mean? It would mean your degree is worth nothing.
If other people didn't have to work hard, didn't have to sweat, didn't have to stay up all night, didn't have to do research, didn't have to go to the library, didn't have to sacrifice sleep, didn't have to make sacrifices in life, if everybody just threw out degrees, they wouldn't be worth anything.
You see, the only difference between the one who quits and the one who doesn't is that they showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They hustled every day. They improved every day. They did all this, even though they felt like quitting, every day.
You're putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quitting is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying we three in. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're gonna break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching. That's the problem with some of y'all. You stopping working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
Wake up every single day, and if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read.
Because you got to tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
You look at any person who's done anything great in this world, they've had to be fully committed. Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life requires you to go all the fuck in. I mean, jump the fuck in the pool, head first, don't fucking worry about the what ifs, and make yourself fucking swim.
We're all being tested, and that road to success is a bumpy-ass fucking road. Has fucking potholes, rails, detours, and shit. A lot of you are gonna die in a nicely preserved body. No plates, no bad knees, no bruises, no scars. You also have an empty fucking resume. Don't be afraid to get scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. And so what you're willing to do to go the distance to see what you're capable of.
And there's a big difference between 99 and 100%. And to find that last 1%, it takes ignoring your personal desires and comforts. If you're able to endure when all around you says stop, you will find that 1%.
It's a commitment, not a feeling. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself. When your feelings tell you no, you tell them to shut the fuck up.
You don't wanna get up and get out of bed, you get up and get the fuck out of bed. You don't wanna study, you fucking study. You don't wanna get to work, you get to fucking work.
When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
I'm not gonna sit around and wait for good things to happen to me. I'm gonna grind. I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna do everything in my power to become the very best version of me.
When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will. When you look back after working your ass off, you will see every challenge, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggles will all be fucking worth it.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the fucking pinnacle. The people who want to be accomplished. The people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
You can't listen to your mom.
You can't listen to your dad. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to the fucking internet. You can't stick your fucking toe in the pool and say, oh, you know, I don't know, this kind of feels weird. No, you have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go hang out with some hyenas. He ain't going to the same clubs where he know the hyenas don't like him anyway, because he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, and when I say all in, I mean all the fuck in. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity. It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up.
Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm going to go buy the course today. I'm going to get better at it today. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's going to run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time f***ing off, and you think you're going to be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process. Your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business, triple it, because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else. Work while they sleep, learn while they party, save while they spend, and live like they dream.
You're going to have so many people tell you, you don't have what it takes. How are you, of all people, gonna do that? You're being unrealistic. You're not gonna make it. Don't believe a word they say. You're gonna have to block out the noise of everyone around you and focus on yourself.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? In life, it's not the genetic guy who wins, or the guy with the most potential that wins. It's a person with the greatest perseverance that wins, always willing to get up and go at it again and go at it again. That's the guy who has his hand raised later in life, guys. That's the guy you guys need to be.
Every true leader, they're called weird. They're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
What are you going to do now? How are you going to control that now? How are you going to flip it upside down and say, Roger that, now I'm going to harness this shit, and you'll read about me years from now.
Everybody who wronged you in the past, they gonna have to feel you. They gonna have to see you. Don't get even. Don't worry about getting even when you already beat the odds.
You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
We all get knocked out. I've had my haters. I've had people who've come against me, who try to sabotage me. I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
Stop letting people affect your day, affect your life, affect the outcome of what's gonna happen to you.
Waste no more effort wrestling with other people. Your destiny, your future is not predicated on the decision of someone else. You've wasted too much of your life trying to change other people's mind about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It matters how you see yourself.
The fulfillment of your dreams lies within you and you alone. When you understand and accept this, then nothing or no one can deny you greatness.
Everybody said you don't read well enough. You're not a critical thinker. I'm not, but I'm a beast. You ain't gotta be smart when you a beast. You ain't gotta be the most talented when you a beast. You ain't gotta be the most talented when you got that dog.
I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fail, and I will succeed. I'm gonna fucking make myself good enough. I'm driven, I'm obsessed. I wanna prove people wrong.
While they talk, you keep working. While they gossip behind your back, you keep working. And at the end of it all, they will lose and you will win.
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. Life will yield to you.
And I'll go to war for what I want. I will go to war for what I love. So I won't stand down. So if you get in my way, I will either step on you or step over you. This is your territory. This is your turf. This is your field. This is your court. This is your home. Protect what's yours.
There is nothing in your life that's worthwhile, that's quick and easy. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Does it come to you? You have to fight for it every day. You have to climb for it every day.
Which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to.
So I just need you to think about three people in your family that you love, three people. So what I need you to do for me is I need you to think about those people every day when you're doing what you're doing. Do you have some days where you just want to hit the snooze button? Raise your hand for me. You want to hit the snooze button. So watch this. This is what has to happen. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about Granny, you got to think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for Granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who are you doing this for? So the days you don't feel like getting up, just think about them. When you think about your siblings, when you think about mom and dad and grandma, when you think about your uncle and aunts, when you think about those people who've been there for you, just raise your hand if you say, E.T., sleep is better than that.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do now.
My new norm is you get up every morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude. They test your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done. Stop having dialogue with your emotions. Stop negotiating with your feelings and start to act.
Your mind is a weapon and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it.
I want to know what the I'm made of. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know that the harder the task, the harder the obstacle to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it. It's an opportunity to prove that you're a winner. It's an opportunity to prove you are what you say you are in your head when you look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror and you say, there goes a bad motherfucker, you actually believe it. That's the importance of passing these tests. Successful people love the experience of not feeling like doing shit, but then going and kicking ass anyway. They understand that those are the real victories in life. They understand that it's easy to do shit when you feel like doing shit, but they also understand that the real magic, the real glory is earned when your heart is not into something, but your mind tells you, fuck you, I'm gonna do this shit anyway, and does it. That's where people separate themselves from the pack. That's where people earn the right to success. They earn the money. They earn the life. They earn the relationship. They earn the body in those little moments where they don't want to do what they need to do, but move forward regardless of how they feel. That's what champions know, champions understand, and champions thrive on.
And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship.
There are a lot of people who are biting their fingers in fear that they might lose their jobs. But there are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it. They're not afraid about tomorrow because of how they see themselves, because of what they feel that they deserve, because of what they feel that they can create for themselves. Because these people have decided, as they look at the future, as they look at themselves, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way for me to begin to create a way out of no way. And when you have that kind of consciousness, when you have that kind of spirit, nothing can stop you. Nothing.
What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. He pays the price and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He bleeds and a little bit more. He makes money and a little bit more. He saves money and a little bit more. If you want to win in business, you got to be tough and you can't quit. Somebody's going to win, you or him. And the person that wins is going to want it the most. This business is nothing but an attitude business.
It's your attitude about you. It's your attitude about life. You go out there this week and you just think you're supposed to be somebody, you're going to do something big, and you go out there and you work hard and you prepare well and you get up mentally and you go out there and you leave it all on the field and you just have a feeling that, dadgummit, this is our time. We going to do it. You got a chance to win. Life gives you what you'll fight for. Life don't give you what you want. Life don't give you what you'd love to have. Everybody would love to be successful, right? Everybody wants success. They want financial independence. Life gives you what you will excel. If you want to win, you got to show up and demand for yourself success and fulfillment and happiness. I believe desire and determination is everything. It ain't talent. It ain't brains. It ain't education. It's desire and determination. You've got to have a will to win. You've got to have a hunger to be somebody. This is your life. This is your legacy. This is who you are. You're writing your history right now.
We got to get to work, man. We got to get to work because we live in a day and a time where we have every fucking opportunity to be our best self.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shit, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
You can have a new year, but it don't mean Jack Diddley if you don't have a new mind.
No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Only you can f***ing help you.
Wake yourself up. If you want a new year and a new life, you don't need to start on January 1st. Start today. Right now. What do I really want in depth? What are the rituals that will get me there? And then get yourself to start a few of those actions and lock them in place. If you make the changes in yourself, you're going to be proud this year. And no amount of money or accolades from other people can mirror the feeling of being proud of knowing you've taken back control of your life. Everything in life is always changing. We don't have to work on change. Change is automatic, but progress is not. So if you want to make real progress, you got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out. When you've resolved, this is how it's going to be. That's when you cut off any possibility except the thing you've committed to. If you want to take the island, you burn the boats. Because when you burn those boats, there's no going back. You're going to find a way to make things work.
You got to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you got to suck it the f*** up and do it.
Time is running out.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. You walking too slow. Pick up the pace. You moving too slow. Pick up the pace.
There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it fast.
For some of you, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become convinced, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better, is the day you die.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, if you truly want to lose 50, 100, 200, 500 f***ing pounds, be about it today.
You master the present. And when you get to the point where you start winning the day, then you start winning a week, and then you start winning a month, and then you start winning a year. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you, because you got it.
I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it. Come hell or high water, I'm going after my destiny. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut. I don't care whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. There's something down inside of you that's still kicking inside of you that wants to get out and it wants to live. There's something that you could do, that you could think in your life that would radically change your life. Somebody could take the hand you've been dealt and win with it. Same circumstances, same ideas. They would do it through what they thought about your life. But we don't need somebody, because we got you. You're the one. You are the one.
You're going to have a lot of things come against you. You're going to have people that tell you to stop. You're going to have challenges that tell you to stop. And you're going to feel like giving up every damn day, because you'll feel like life is beating you over and over.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures. The highs I've experienced, they were only possible by how I bounced back from the lows. From those moments when I wondered if it was worth it, or if I was wasting my time, or if I was good enough.
People are gonna think you're crazy. And sometimes you're gonna think you're crazy. You're gonna question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen, to go through that. People used to laugh at me in Detroit when I was sleeping on the floor of my office in the Penobscot building. It was rough, ladies and gentlemen. It was not easy. When I was laying on the floor looking out of the window, when I was questioning myself, Les, can you do this? I was questioning myself.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that are trying to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at the people in your life. Who do you have yourself surrounded with? It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the energy drainers out of your life, the dream busters. Get them out of your life. They will deplete your energy. They're going to laugh at you.
You got to stop looking to others for support and look inside yourself.
The lion in you never retreats. Imagine us taking the lion approach to life. I ain't backing up. A lion don't walk backwards for nothing.
You got to tell yourself, I can do this.
You're more powerful than you realize. You're stronger than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You're more capable than you can possibly imagine.
It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here, to enjoy the level of success. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
We can be active participants in our being here, or we can be victims. Before anything can take place, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can be this.
And this is when your mind has to change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world. You have to armor your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence, build self-esteem.
The hardest thing in the world is to believe in you, to believe you're special, to believe you're different, to believe you're supposed to be somebody. The hardest thing in the world is, in spite of all your fears, all your worries, all your doubt, all your feelings of inadequacy, is to believe in yourself one more time, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time.
Anybody can believe when the struggle is over, but I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of the struggle and you still believe. I know you're tired. I know your arms are aching. I know your mind is frustrated. I know you feel like it's not fair. I know you feel like throwing up your hands, and you're depressed, and you lost loved ones, and you've been through heartaches, and it's not the best time in your life. All hell might be breaking loose in your life, but tell them I can do it. If it don't happen, I can do it. If you don't love me, I can do it. If you don't want me, I can do it. If you leave me, I can do it. If you betray me, I can do it.
You gotta talk to yourself. Sometimes healing takes place first in the spirit.
You gotta tell yourself, I can do this. I got what it takes. I will not be defeated.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believe that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that.
So you've got to decide. You've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. It's necessary that I do this. You've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit that I can find a solution. I'm not through yet. I've got some purpose that I've got to fulfill. I've got some work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And it's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up with inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you get busy, you start doing research and asking questions, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start. So wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts.
Your belief must be so strong that when people doubt you, ridicule you, and come against you, it's nothing but a minor inconvenience.
You've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is he that is in you than what's out here in this world.
When you're going through hell and everything is going against you, the easiest thing in the world to do is to start thinking negative.
The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life.
And that's what causes many of us to give up the experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. This world will try and beat you down. So you've got to begin to guard your mind against negative programming. Like, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. It turns your power down. You've got to be conscious of that. Just try this. Just experiment with yourself. But start filtering the stuff you allow to come in your mind. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented.
Every time you hear that voice in your head telling you, we can't do this, this is too hard, this is too painful, this isn't worth it, you got to tell it to shut up. That voice is a liar. Don't allow that negative voice to overpower you. You block that out. It doesn't take any energy, any drive to stay down there on a low level, but it takes everything in you to pull yourself up, to tell yourself, this is temporary. I can get through this. I'm better than this. I'm bolder than this. I'm stronger than this. This will not break me.
When you know that whatever you're seeking, it's also seeking you, you don't worry. You don't run scared. You don't think somebody's going to take it from you. You listen to your inner voice and you always take the high road. There will be the tendency, the natural inclination to take the low road. You must resist that.
Now is the time to take control. You focus on your strengths. You focus on your abilities. Unquestionably, trust yourself. Take the leap of faith and believe that everything's going to be all right.
Anybody can hate. Anybody can be revengeful. Some people rather get revenge than get ahead in life. Anybody can do that. Anybody can hold a grudge. Doesn't take any greatness on that. Don't need any motivation and encouragement to hold a grudge. Have some resentment in your heart and some bitterness. But the real challenge about growth and moving into your greatness is to continue to be positive when hard times and obstacles run up against you and not allow that default negative mind to take over. So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. In short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tight when you really are not tight. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. Turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people.
People are going to think you're crazy, but that's okay. You're not trying to be like them. You're cut from a different cloth. You deserve to be a winner, and winners don't think about losses. They don't focus on what could happen. They concentrate on the possibilities of winning.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. If there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
I brought a message for somebody who's been going through the fire and wondered in their own mind how long, why are things like they are? Some of you have been through enough stress that you should have lost your mind. Don't think it's strange when things happen to you, because the truth of the matter is every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will go through a time where your faith must stand trial. If we can just stand, for every trial there's going to be a glory. And if you just stand, I know it's hard on you, but if you just stand, even up under this pressure you're going through, if you just stand, when you get to the right place, you're going to look back over your shoulder and you're going to see a miracle.
You will never know that you have faith until you're in a good fight.
Real faith is proven in the furnace of affliction. In the time of adversity, you're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can go through more than you think you can. Be strong and very courageous. You got to have inner strength for this fight. It's not your outer strength. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. So you got to have that gut strength and belly strength, that devil defined come hell or high water strength, that tenacity to take a licking and keep on ticking, that inner strength that when I can't do as I would, I'm going to do as I can, but I'm not going to stop doing to the best of my ability. You just got to grit your teeth, calm your resolve, and say, devil come hell or high water, I'm coming out of this. It may not look like I'm coming out. It may not sound like I'm coming out. My situation may not reflect that I'm coming out, but I'm coming out of this.
Once you start questioning yourself, you're already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me.
If you're gonna be successful in this game, you gotta have a dog within you. You gotta know it's a dog fight, and you gotta go get that fight. Life ain't gonna be easy. Ain't nobody gonna hand you nothing.
And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. And so now I couldn't quit even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing.
I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know that before it's over, I'm coming out of this. There may have to be a sequel. This can't be the end of the movie. I have got to come out of this. This may be a commercial, but it's not over. Expect me to come back. Expect me to come back. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know what I have to go through, but expect me to come back. I might look bad today, but expect me to come back. I may be crying right now, but expect me to come back. I may be broke, busted, and disgusted, but expect me to come back.
Did you know that less than 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary with the days on this planet, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind and disciplining yourself.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up another, make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices. And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The cause of laziness is a craving for comfort. It's wanting comfort. Ultimately, your problem is not laziness. It's the worship of comfort which produces laziness. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. It's believing this lie that if it doesn't come completely natural to me, if it's not easy, then I shouldn't have to do it, or maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You can become godly through discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor the grind.
If it don't scare me, I don't want to do it. If it ain't edgy and half crazy, I'm not interested in it. But if it's something I can't pull off by myself, and I gotta stay up at night and I gotta pray my way through it, then I'm ready to do it.
Because nothing great comes without struggle.
Excellence requires discomfort.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in.
And what I'm telling you is the battle never changes. Every day, you have to get self-control.
You will have to think and find creative ways to make the next move happen. Your next move is in between your ears. When your head shifts, your life is going to shift.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want to materialize in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time. So today, I want you to pick up that weapon that is your mind and begin to point it at the things you want.
Becoming successful is a situation of developing discipline, persistence, patience, grit, character traits that you don't just get. You are not fucking born with. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to fucking do.
So often, we want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics for the reason we're kind of fat. We got all these problems. But might I suggest, the problem is the pattern of your response. But you can't change the product if you don't change the pattern. You can't change the way your career's going if you don't start changing your work ethic and your work habits and your interrelations. You can't change your wisdom unless you change your input. Because the problem is the pattern.
Whatever's going on is your fault. It's your fault. Accept that, own it, and then deal with it.